This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has thanked Iran for releasing a Chinese-American researcher in exchange for an Iranian stem cell scientist. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the surprise prisoner swap happened on Saturday.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. President Trump and top U.S. officials reaffirmed America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia Saturday in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student's deadly shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people, as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban restarted peace negotiations Saturday, 3 months after President Donald Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement to America's longest war. A U.S.-based source told VOA that Chief U.S. Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad led his team at Saturday's meeting in Doha, Qatar, where insurgent negotiators are based. The Qatari government played host to the U.S.-Taliban dialogue before President Trump halted the talks in September in retaliation for an insurgent attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier. A Taliban spokesman tweeted that the two sides will continue the talks on Sunday. A 23-year-old rape victim set on fire by a gang of men, which included her alleged rapists, has died in a New Delhi hospital. Reuters' Matthew Liratunda reports.
All the suspected perpetrators are in custody, but her father says his family has received other threats and fears a long and drawn-out court process. 10 to 20 years, he says. He wants them to hang. His daughter has not been publicly named, but according to local media and police reports, she was attacked on her way to court on Thursday after she accused two men of raping her at gunpoint a year ago. One of them was imprisoned but recently released on bail. The other was on the run. As she boarded a train to the courthouse, the two men appeared with three others and doused her in kerosene. She was also beaten and stabbed. It's said that she walked almost a kilometer trying to find help before she was forced to call the police herself.
That's Matthew Liratunda reporting. At least 18 people, including women and children, were killed in airstrikes on areas in the last major rebel stronghold of northwestern Syria Saturday, as a three-month truce continued to crumble. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 20 people were killed in Idlib province, while the opposition's Syrian civil defense said that 18 had lost their lives. The largest number of casualties occurred in the village of Balyun, where the civil defense said 8 people were killed and the observatory said 9 died. Conflicting casualty figures are common in the immediate aftermath of violence in Syria, where an 8-year conflict has killed nearly 400,000 people. And U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump, inching closer to an impeachment vote possible before the Christmas holiday recess. On Friday, the White House said that it would not take part in the impeachment hearings. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Berg, VOA News.